Hello students. So yes, we are back to our chapter 8, that is order tracking. Okay, so far we have understood all the logistic elements, how the e-commerce era has risen, the quick commerce and everything what we have, the foundations that what we have been worked very well. Okay, and I'm sure you guys also working, you know, as I say repeatedly that, you know, work, explore the other things also, explore the internet things, see the all around what is happening all around you in terms of in e-commerce, quick commerce, take the regular updates of the news related to e-commerce and quick commerce, what are the changes, you know. So that's how the things is, it will always help you to enhance you very well. Okay, so one of the important topic is, and not I'm saying topic, it's we can say heart of e-commerce and heart of quick commerce, that is of course order tracking. So the word itself says that order tracking means that I have to track my order from A to B, from B to C, C to C, the end to end, how things are taken. Have you been ever been observed, like, you know, when you kept any order for Amazon or any Flipkart, have you seen the order tracker? I know you might be see some 4 or 5 steps, you know, the order. I mean, let's say if I put order in Amazon or Flipkart, okay, this might be a chance of or 2 days delivery or 3 days delivery. So when on a very next day you might found a different when you click the order tracker, you might, if the vendor is from Chennai and I'm sitting in Mumbai, so you'll find out, you know, the Chennai warehouse set it for Chennai, the shipment moved from Chennai warehouse, then very next day if you'll see the Chennai warehouse, it is received in the Mumbai hub, then the next day Mumbai hub, then it is showing your city dark store, or last mile, you know. So that's how the order tracking. So do you think, that will be a very silly question, that, you know, if I ask you, like, you know, whether this is tracking happen manually or automatically, of course nowadays it's automatically happening. So yes, for this, for to execute the things, you should need a well advanced software and well advanced ERP tools and all the agentic AI that will help us. So yes, we will cover today in this topic that what is e-commerce order tracking, why the order tracking is must, order tracking stages, typical order tracking, what is the order tracking software, top 10 best software so far, and the features of order tracking system, the benefit of e-commerce, you know, order tracking for brands, order tracking is profitable marketing channels, and overall we'll understand the how the overall order tracking help us in e-commerce things. Okay, so e-commerce order tracking is, you know, customer retention in e-commerce is no longer about offering for the lowest price as the biggest product selections. It's about whether your customers received a satisfactory delivery experience for their online order or not. Okay, like as I said, if you remember in my previous lecture that I have said, you know, when this e-commerce era has begun, you know, at that time, the e-commerce companies has focused on the price model. Okay, you know, how the best we can give the discount, you know, if the particular product I'm getting at 100 rupees in retail store, how I can deliver this in 90 rupees or 95 rupees. You know, that's the best, that's the core objective, to grab the volume of customer. Okay, now we have changed the gear, the e-commerce companies gearing up. Okay, now this is okay, no, now we got enough volume of customers, now we'll focus on the delivery experience, you know, whether it is delivery, I'm getting it on time, if the delivery don't like the product, whether the returnable policies is the friendly or not friendly to customer or not. Okay, so that's how the e-commerce order tracking plays. Okay, so the very nature of the e-commerce business is such that customer doesn't know what they have purchased, looks, feel when they will get their order. Okay, that's the overall objective of e-commerce order tracking. Even then, the money transactions for the order is already done from the customer side. In this situation, the customer does get anxious about his order. You know, Normally we do payment before the order, right? Whether it's card payment or UPI payment, we do order payment. So the moment you clicked order or the moment the transactions happen, you know, the anxiety becomes increasing day by day, you know, whether I'll get I mean, the same thing happening with me also, you know. I'm really get excited when I'm order something to my daughter, when I'm order something for my wife, for myself. I little get excited, you know, when this material will get, when this product, whether this product will get in a good condition or not. You know, the quality will be at actual as per the photos that I'm seeing on the online portals. So there is a lot of anxiety feelings was there. So all of these circumstances have the potentials to throw a spanner in the work and level even loyal customer dissatisfied with the customer experience. So in that anxiety level, if anything goes wrong, then the customer won't turn back off to that online e-commerce platform. Okay, so that's the reason order tracking play a vital role. Okay, it gives the primary day-to-day monitoring that where my shipment is there, how the shipment is coming, whether the shipment is collected by my person or not, whether the shipment is which warehouse. So the entire the chain of entire the flow chart of the things that e-commerce order tracking is the taking care by e-commerce order tracking. Okay, so you mean to say why order tracking is must? Of course, from their order tracking to view is this from seller point. Yes, it save time, money is stocking up the all queries related to the status of the order of the shipments, keep comprehensive updated about the status of all order. It's helping increasing customer satisfaction, enhance customer trust, and of course the help in increasing the purchasing frequency. You know, my customer get repetitive on the base of that if I'll get a good service on that. Okay, from a buyer point of view, of course the help the customer monitor and keep track of their orders, assure that buyers that get the order will be within the time, within the a good condition. You know, the facilities a paperless environment for the ecosystem. So that's how the order tracking stages is worked. You know, like we have explained in the entire things, this is the flow chart. Okay, now this is the overall order tracking stages, whereas order placed, order in progress, order picked, order in transit, order out for delivery, and order delivered. So when you select a product in any online platform, you know, once the payment is done, or if you select the cash on delivery model, then this is the order placed. Okay, then the next day, you might say, so after some couple of working hours, that the order in progress. Then once it is collected from the actual warehouse, that it is show the order picked. Like as I said, the order. So suppose if I'm sitting in Mumbai and the order picked from Chennai, so it shows that order picked from Chennai warehouse so and so. Okay, then it shows order in transit. Okay, then when it's come to your city, like let's say if I'm sitting in Mumbai, if it's come into Mumbai city, then this is the order delivered in Mumbai so and so warehouse, and then that warehouse will go for out once the pick once it is scanned and picked by a biker, then it shows that out for delivery, and once he is handed over to you, then it shows the order delivered. Okay, so yes, this is the order tracking stages. That order place, once an order is placed, the unique order ID is automatically generated and assigned to seller and customer. The order ID is nothing but a specific barcode. You know, using that barcode, you can track the parcels, and same thing the logistic partner also. Order in progress is receivable at the warehouse. The pick list is generated. The inventory for the specific item is updated, and the entire information is there. So picked up is a stage where is the components of the order hand collected from that warehouse and packed as per the requirement. Like as I said, like if I'm ordering in Mumbai and it is picked from the Chennai warehouse, so it will act as a order picked from Chennai warehouse. Okay. When it comes to in transit, the from Chennai to Mumbai, it always shows as in transit. Okay, and when it is out for delivery, now this is very important. When out of delivery, you'll see when you see out of delivery, that means this the well, let's say if I'm sitting in Mumbai and my product coming from Chennai, so all the way Chennai to Mumbai, that it has received. Okay, now from Mumbai, last mile center is also received. Now, from last mile center, the bikers has scanned. Okay, they scanned that product and that biker kept in his bag, in his field executive bag, the bag which is carrying on his shoulder. So that bag, now I'm really assured that this is for out for delivery. And on top of that, you'll going to see when it is out of delivery, you will see pickup boy person name, you know, person number. So you can easily coordinate with him directly whether you are available in a home or not, or something like that. The customer case also number is there. Okay. And of course, delivered when the order is delivered at your hand. So that's the order cycle complete. Okay. So typical order tracking updates, milestone is like, you know, when an order is received, when order fulfillment begins, when an order has been shipped, when an order is out for delivery, and when delivery has been completed. So these are the overall mapping for each and every transaction that what we are looking. Okay. So to understand the entire complex data, I mean, just imagine like how many orders per day are going from each and every city. So do you think like, is it possible manually? Of course not. Even the small ERP, the small software will not take that kind of, they don't have that kind of bandwidth. Okay. So to achieve these things, you should know the best tracking software. You should establish the best tracking software in the firm. Okay. So e-commerce order tracking software is an online platform or a cloud-based server that enables the business in managing their shipments. Okay, the shipping tracking software facilitates the entire fastest program processing and orders and automated facilities. So this essentially means that previously complex manual tasks can now be performed quickly with the help of AI, APIs, and all the other tech-driven software. So let me explain you the software part in a little bit detail. Okay, so software is where it can be operated. Like if you remember, that's the reason I'm from the day one, from the first lecture, I was keep on you encouraging you for to understand blockchain. Okay. So blockchain, you learn blockchain, how things work in blockchain, then you'll realize what are the flow map, what are the mapping for tracking software, tracking system software. It's really easiest. Okay, so these are like how the how IT teams has set the network designing solutions into the order tracking system. It is really interesting. I mean, of course, I mean, you'll get an opportunity in any logistic company, so you'll definitely you'll explore these things. But yes, some of them, nowadays many companies placing their own software, but some of them software which is easily accessible can be IBM Order Management, Shipping Easy, Chain 7, and then ShipStation, then Marketplace Work. Kibo Commerce is also one of the famous software tool. Okay, InfoPlus is recently gearing up. And Shippo is how many of you have seen that that is called Tiger Eye or something like that, that's a vehicle model. So even whatever you case, take it at Zomato, Swiggy, or any e-commerce, they're already working on a complex cloud software. Okay. So yes, some of the features of order tracking system, you know, once that order is placed, the e-commerce site used automatically received the confirmations mail and tracking information. So the overall, the best core objective of any order tracking system is, you know, to automate the regular job, the regular day-to-day activities in a very automatic way. Okay, the users must be able to view the exact locations of the order as the package moves from one point to another. Okay, the user must be able to search orders by status. There must be an options to update, edit, or cancel order. You know, sometimes we have released order, we select the order, and then after two days we realize, oh, we don't want order, or we can cancel, or we are not in home, that you know, we can put option that you can keep this order to our neighbors, you know, so that update, the live update that you can give. Okay, the user must get an estimate dates on order shipments also. The users also get an a proper estimated date. I mean, let's say today if I have ordered something that 3 to 4 days, I can get the date, exact date. Okay, then the users must be get an update and the actual dates of order delivery. So that's the overall order tracking system works. Okay, and like as I said, the benefit of the main of e-commerce order is, you know, avoid order cancellations. Okay, see why we are focusing on more avoiding order cancellation. If you remember, like in my first or two chapter, I've explained to you that many companies, most of logistic companies or most of e-commerce platform companies, they're working to reduce their reverse shipment as much as they can. See, I mean, for a shipment order, I can charge to my vendor, okay, but for return, I mean, taking a return shipment from customer, that's a complete loss for any e-commerce company, complete loss for any logistic company. So every organization from here on, they are working on how to reduce the number of transactions in reverse logistics, okay, and that's the order tracking benefits a lot. Okay, so avoid order cancellation is the main thing. Okay, order tracking helps store owners to communicate with customers at the time of the real time they can customer, okay, and of course they gain the customer trust. And according to recent survey by ProShip, 97% of customers expect to keep track of their orders and receive replies throughout the shipping process. Okay, report also state that 73% of customer consider order tracking as the most important message from a retailer. Okay, so if business can't provide what customer expect, they will lose customer trust, right? Like this entire e-commerce set is working on the repeatable mode. Okay, the number of repeatable order is there, the number of compounding and number of return on investment they will get, of course, because e-commerce companies have already invested heavy in the capex and overall infrastructures. Okay, so that's the area where they will get the return on investments. Okay, of course, easily control orders. Not only customers but store owner also need and follow order so as to make sure that items can be delivered to customer hand safely and sound. Okay, carriers are in charge of delivery items. One seller gives product to shippers, even they do not know what kind of products they are given in any moment. Okay, so yes, the order as I start today's session is, you know, order tracking is the heart of any e-commerce company. Okay, consumers don't just want free shipping and fast delivery, they also want to complete oversight of their order during the fulfillment, right? I mean, come on, I mean, we want a trackers, right? I mean, it's not that, you know, any fancy day we'll get something, you know, the moment you put order, your anxiety gets increased, you a little bit get excited whether how this will receive. So for that excitement, you need a proper tracker. Okay, so interestingly, 81% of customer admit to tracking their order status two or more times during the fulfillment process. So like I said, you have to understand the behavior pattern, and this is the one of the best case in behavior pattern, that, you know, that the anxiety, you know, to from placing the order to reaching your door, that anxiety creates the order tracker system and brand. Okay, the reason is simple. Of course, the customer view, the ability to see the package movement in real time is the things. Amazon and Flipkart is already making the order tracking system and very standard. They are day by day, they are scaling up in the this order receiving things. Okay, and order tracking is already a profitable marketing channel. Okay, order tracking is not just a conclusion of one of the shopping journey, but it's executed well. This has to be potential kickstart another, you know, customer engagement with the tracking emails and hubs is extremely high, which opens up the huge market opportunity to Agmatech. Okay, so while classic market emails may only achieve 10 to 20% open rates, that email that involves tracking notifications can garner open rates between 50 to 80%. Okay, so yes, order tracking is a profitable marketing channel nowadays. Okay, and so that's how things work. Okay, so order tracking is very important in e-commerce things. Okay, of course, even if you have observed or not, but when you order something in Zomato or Swiggy, they're also order tracker. Okay, your food is preparing, your food is out for delivery. So it's nothing but the ownership. You should feel that, okay, this is your you put your hard-earned money into this selection of order, and it's not just kind of a service, but it's also gives you the complete control. Like, as a customer, we get a complete control that where my order is there, whether the order is getting or not, how's the tracking, and somehow I feel a very trusted. Okay, right now, okay, now my money is a very trusted partner. Okay, now it is going with the proper things. So that reduce your anxiety, okay, and that's how things work, and that's the overall order tracking system that what we have covered. Order tracking is one of the best way to provide all information related to the order to the customer and keep in touch with the customer to give them assurance till the time the order is completely delivered. There are number of software that what we have covered already. Okay, so that's the thing. Okay, I like order some order tracking system is completely based on the helps to customer retention in e-commerce. So it's purely a seamless drive operation that has to be delivered. All of these circumstances have the potential to throw a spanner in the work and leave even loyal customer dissatisfied. So at the end, as you can see, whether it is my network design, whether it is my order tracking, whether it is my customer service, this all come to an one end, that is the last and last customer satisfaction. Okay, customer satisfaction, that's the end goal of all e-commerce companies. So all the e-commerce companies should they work their very hard to give the wow experience to customer, and that's the overall things we are going. Few things already working in terms of order tracking. Let's say I'll just give you a little bit heads up that we are developing a new AI chatbots who can actually pop up. Even though if you are not handling the, if you are not opening the apps, so this is also a way of order tracking system is working, where the AI chatbots will automatically send you notifications that okay, this is the order that you're looking out, this is the present status, and this is this. So yes, we are into the world of AI and digital transformation. So along with this, the basic things, the order tracking, the customer service, all things are will improve day by day. Yeah, thank you, thanks for this session. I'm sure we'll meet on the next session. Okay, so but as I said, have your own research, do your own research, work on the real issues, understand the real players, communicate with them, take a news of the logistic world, what is happening in e-commerce, what is happening in quick commerce, how the changes is being made. So along with this theoretical material, you should also show your willingness to the other internet research material also. Okay, so thank you, thanks student, thank you.